Brewers 360, sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling. Sophia Minert is our guest on this Monday morning, day off for the crew today, Sophia, and then off to St. Louis for just a couple, then back home at American Family Field. Winners of 4 of 5, so we're going in the right direction. I think we still need to put together a hamburger-level run, though. Like, I mean, even though the math would work out the same, just if you can string them together, get on a winning streak, that's exactly what we need.
Yeah, I think it's more just win series. You know, like you said, I think the math can shake out very similarly. You know, and I think they just completed this really, really grueling stretch of 31 games in 31 days. You know, it was just 18 straight that they just finished with the doubleheader in there as well after the road trip. So, you know, I think things are looking up with how they were able to finish strong of sweeping the doubleheader, winning 2 out of 3 against Cincinnati. I think everyone gets a much needed off day today. And then, you know, 2 big ones against St. Louis.
Sophia, I don't think we've all collectively used the word vibes more with the Brewers than we have since the trade deadline this year. So this is your weekly vibe check. How are the vibes in the clubhouse for the Brewers?
I mean, look, over the weekend, they were pretty good, you know? I mean, the road trip was tough. You know, they only won 2 games against Arizona and Colorado. There were a couple tough losses in there. But kind of like what we've talked about all year long, this team, they're really good at turning the page. They are really good at just moving on to the next thing in front of them. And then, you know, they come back from a really tough trip and they win 2 games in the doubleheader and they do their job and they win the series against the Reds. And, you know, they got contributions from a lot of different people. The pitching was excellent, which is a big reason why you're able to win those 4 games. And that's going to have to continue to be the story for them, for the final 21. And so, you know, we know that the starting rotation is a little beat up right now with the injuries, but they're going to have to pitch well. They're going to have to pitch well, and they're going to continue to just rely on different guys to step up offensively.
So, Sophia, we saw Rowdy Tellez eclipse the 30 home run plateau on Sunday. Willie Adames goes deep as well, and he's closing in on the Brewers' single season record for a shortstop for home runs. Are these guys aware of these plateaus, or is it a surprise to them when they hit a certain number or a certain record?
No, I think players always know, you know, where they stand. You know, I think for Rowdy reaching 30 for the first time, look, that's a big number for any player. That's just a big milestone because more than anything, that means that you're playing every day. You're having a healthy season. You're obviously very productive. And for Rowdy, you know, he has, you know, been very open about the fact that, like, this is the organization that has given him that opportunity to play every day. You know, coming over from Toronto in the trade last year, you know, he was stuck behind Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and that's not his fault. It just was, you know, he always felt he was chasing playing time, chasing hits. That's a tough way to perform. And so I think he's really settled in here. So they're a big number for him. And for Willie, he gets it. You know, he's closing in on a big number too. This is already a career year for him in terms of the homers. He hit 25 last year. He knows, you know, he knows who Robin Yount is. He knows how much Robin means to the Brewers and Milwaukee and honestly just the game of baseball, right, as one of the best shortstops to play the game. So if he can get to 29, maybe he can get to 30 as well and match Rowdy. It feels like those two have been going back and forth all year. You know, these guys, they definitely know, you know, what's at stake.
Hey, if there are any Batman capes left over from Saturday, Sophia, snag one for me, would you?
And Giannis bobblehead.
Yeah, I know, right? It's a good giveaway this weekend.
Those capes look pretty awesome. Saw some great, great pictures on the Twitter. Sophia Minert, our guest on Brewers 360. Thanks, Sophia.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.